This is yet another of that whole series of parables that Matthew created to address, as I said over and over again, that central problem, even at the year 75 when this text was put down. The question as to who was a real Jew? Was it the Jews who accepted Jesus as Messiah or the Jews who refused to? And so he takes this famous metaphor for Israel as God's vineyard and says that the people that were supposed to be entrusted with the vineyard, namely God's promise to them, were unfaithful. In fact, they were violent. They killed the prophets. They killed Jesus. And he said, then the vineyard is going to be set off to somebody else. The issue, of course, is fairly simple. That is, how generous is the ambit of God's mercy? The problem was, at least, and Matthew has exaggerated, of course, is that the non-Jesus Jews had defined far too narrowly what it was to be faithful to God. They made all kinds of exclusions, the dietary laws, the Sabbath regulations, who you could talk to, who you could eat with, etc., etc., etc. And Jesus broke all those laws. And that's why, at least in large reason, besides the collusion with the Romans, why he was killed. So it is a question of how to define fidelity to God. And these guys did it in this way that had all these markers. You know, if you're a good Jew, then you'll do the following. And Jesus, of course, ignored them because he saw they were too exclusive, too narrow. And I think, and I don't think this is too great a stretch, this is where this letter, this passage from the Philippians, one of the most wonderful passages, a kind of Magna Carta for Christian humanism, takes all kinds of meaning. And let me address that by mentioning one of the two or three epiphanies I've had in my life, revelatory moments. I grew up at a time when Catholicism was clearly, as it's called over and over again, ghetto Catholicism. You went into a Protestant church, you're going to go to hell. I remember running, shrieking out of the bar mitzvah, the brother of a good friend of mine in a synagogue in Chicago, because I walked in, they put a prayer shawl on me and a yarmulke on my head, and I was sitting there shaking. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to go to hell. And sure enough, I got up and ran out, to my shame to this day. Why? Because a good Catholic boy does not. And I was in university, for heaven's sake, when I did that. So back to my revelation. I was taught that if it's Catholic, it must be good. The revelation runs this way. If it's good, then it must be Catholic. In other words, you reverse your perspective on this thing. That it's simply the goodness of things which makes something acceptable to God. And that's what Paul, in these wonderful lines, that if there's anything worthy of praise, anything true, anything honorable, whatever is just, pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. In other words, Paul, who was a good citizen of the Roman Empire, as well as a Pharisaic Jew, by dint of finding that Jesus, this law-breaking Jew, was what God intended for Jews, opened up everything. And now to all the goodness in the world, all the good things in the world, not excluded, but included. We're open to everything. We're open to everything that is worthy. Enormous change. And this is what this parable is about. These Jews who misused God's inheritance. So, as I said, what Paul is enjoining on us is a kind of openness to the world, to reality. in the belief that God is going to give us the discriminatory powers to see what really is good, true, honest, beautiful, etc., 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 etc. It's usually liberating. It's so much different than the kind of narrow gauge, excluding kind of Catholicism that I grew up with. So this is what we're invited to a radical openness to the world. With our own discriminatory power of being able to say, this is worthy, this is really good. And you notice there's no particular explicit religious reference to any of these things. Whatever commendable, honorable, just, pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever. To be able to recognize that and to respond to that. That's what makes us human beings. And that's what makes us faithful partners of the covenant of God. You know? Not the thing where we keep making all these rules and saying, no, you can't do that. No, you can't. No, that's forbidden. No, no, that's dangerous. It is a wonderfully liberating experience, I put it to you, that Paul's addressing us to.